then I had the, just a wonderful opportunity to be able to communicate with thousands of survivors and victims over the past decade. And they were fitting that exact same pattern. And then that's when I said, okay, I'm ready to put it out there and say, this is what I think it is. And so I think that it's an overactivation of certain systems of the brain and underactivation of a couple systems. Underactivation of our self-regulation system, not the whole thing, but a portion of it, the prefrontal cortex. Overactivation of our bonding system, overactivation of the reward system, overactivation of the pain system, and overactivation of two of our stress systems, and underactivation of a component of our cognitive system. So our ability to remember, ability to feel motivated, ability to feel organized and say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that, or feel in the motivation as in, okay, you know what? I know it's good for me to go out and take a walk or go to the gym. But once you're traumatized, that motivation just like plummets. You don't want to do anything. It's like, you feel like you can't even be your own advocate at all because you're just so beat down. And so those are our major systems of our brain. We have several, but those are major ones. And they're all going haywire in different directions simultaneously. And this is why I believe that narcissistic abuse is so unique. And it needs somebody who understands it to help you. Music is really important too. I like the combination of the two because music activates the brain in so many ways. It's one of the things that can be very healing for the brain. I don't know if you knew that, Gabby Gifford, the senator. She was unfortunately, she was shot in the head and she couldn't speak. And part of her treatment, they used music to treat her because she could not formulate words. So I saw this recording, for example, where they had her repeat a word and she could not say the word, just couldn't. And they said the word, she tried to say it, couldn't say it. So the therapist got out her guitar and started playing This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna, and Gabby just started saying, let it shine. And they were like, okay. Because music is sort of handled by many, many different parts of the brain, whereas our language is just left frontal, which is, you know, and if that part isn't there, you can't formulate words, whereas music is all over. It's right side, it's left side. And so it grabbed it and she knew what the song was and she wanted so badly to do it and it came out.
Yes.
And so that's how they used, neuroplasticity was used, the approach was used to help activate neural pathways that got her speaking again. And now she can formulate sentences more than words, you know, she can speak. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
So music is so powerful for our mood as well.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things you mentioned too is that choreographed dance is good because then we have to think as well.
Yeah. I like to take it up a notch. So yeah, that's why I say choreographed, because you have to, you're bringing in your hippocampus, which is memory. And one of the things is we know with things like PTSD, conditions like PTSD, it really impacts the hippocampus of the brain. There's been studies that show that it starts to shrink. And then hence that means later in life, even just the normal age changes that everybody will experience, no matter what your memory changes with age, they will have even more profound memory changes because they didn't start at the regular level. They've been so impacted by trauma, the hippocampus starts to atrophy. And so I wanted to if you're going to do dance, do something that's going to activate a lot of different brain areas. So why not bring in choreography? So you have to remember, visual spatial skills are brought into that. Timing is brought into that. So yes, I want to make it a little complex. So I said, do choreographic dance. But if that's too much, start off with just moving your body, just getting into it, just feeling it.
Right.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.